ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायण नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 3 टेक्स्ट नंबर 13। श्री वसुदेव वाच विदितोऽसि भवान् साक्षात् पुरुषः प्रगते परः केवलानुभव आनंद स्वरूप सर्वबुद्धिदृक्। श्री वसुदेव वाच। श्री वसुदेव प्रेयर्ड विदिता असि। Now I am fully conscious of you, Bhavan, your lordship, Sakshat, directly, Purusha, the supreme person, Prakriti, to the material nature, Para, transcendental beyond everything material, केवलानुभव आनंद स्वरूप। योर फॉर्म इज सच्चिदानंद विग्रह एंड हूएवर परसीव्स यू बिकम्स ट्रांसेंडेंटली ब्लिसफुल। सर्वबुद्धिदृक् द सुप्रीम ऑब्जर्वर द सुपर सोल the intelligence of everyone. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Vasudeva said, My Lord, you are the Supreme Person beyond material existence and you are the Super Soul. Your form can be perceived by transcendental knowledge, by which you can be understood as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I now understand your position perfectly. Please repeat. Vasudeva said, My Lord, you are the Supreme Person beyond material existence and you are the Super Soul. Your form can be perceived by transcendental knowledge, by which you can be understood as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I now understand your position perfectly. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Within Vasudeva's heart, affection for his son and knowledge of the Supreme Lord's transcendental nature both awakened. In the beginning, Vasudeva thought, such a beautiful child has been born. But now Kansa will come and kill him. But when he understood that this was not an ordinary child, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he became fearless regarding his son as a Supreme Lord. Wonderful in everything, he began offering prayers appropriate for the Supreme Lord. Completely free from fear of Kansa's atrocities, he accepted the child simultaneously as an object of affection and as an object of worship by prayer. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pad Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavasya Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitansya. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priyam Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhya Evacha Padhitanam Pavnebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Vasudeva said, my Lord, you are the Supreme Person beyond material existence, and you are the Super Soul. Your form can be perceived by transcendental knowledge, by which you can be understood as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I now understand your position perfectly. So when Vasudeva, he saw the baby Krishna in four-handed form, he was amazed and struck with wonder, and he was fearful that Kansa will come and kill. So he in the beginning had a paternally affection for Lord, for the Lord, that he is my child, he is my son. But and then he became overwhelmed with the fear that Kansa will come and will do the same thing what he did to the other six children. But when he saw the Lord, he got the understanding by the transcendental knowledge that here is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He cannot be killed by anyone. I should not fear at all about it. So this transcendental knowledge, this transcendental knowledge is as described in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4. Chapter 4's title is Transcendental Knowledge. And Krishna is giving that knowledge himself about him. What could be better source than that? So, chapter 4 is mostly epistemology. Epistemology means, how do we know? Number one. What do we know? Number two. And number three is, what do we do about it? epistemy. What do we do about it? So how do we know? So Krishna is telling in chapter 4, named transcendental knowledge, himself. Imam vivasvate yogam prokta vahana vyam vivasvan man vipraha manur ikshvak ebravi. This imperishable science of yoga. Yoga means how to connect, how to live a Krishna conscious life. This science, this yoga, this knowledge I gave to Sun God Vivasvan. Vivasvan gave it to Manu. Manu to Ikshvaku. So this is how this knowledge I gave, I started, no contamination. But what happened? And then later on, how it went down further? Evam parampara praptim imam rajrishi yo vidu sakale namahata yoga nashta parantapa. O Arjun, O parantapa. In this way, in disciplic succession, sometimes people say there is no guru after Prabhupada, or there is no disciplic succession. No. Krishna is establishing himself. Evam parampara praptim, in this parampara, in this lineage, in this order of disciplic succession. And this knowledge was not for fools. This knowledge was for Rajrishi. Rajrishi means one who is very opulent, very prosperous, very knowledgeable, and at the same time, he is like a rishi, renounced. He is not attached. Like Janak Maharaj, Yudhishthira Maharaj. These were not attached at all. So Raj Rishi, sometimes people get some money, then they begin to offend. Sometimes some people get some knowledge, some position, some degree, some powers, they begin to offend, become egoistic. But Raj Rishi, so this knowledge was given in the disciplic succession and meant for Raj Rishi. Sakale na mehta, over a period of time, this knowledge got almost lost or destroyed or distorted. And that is why sa evayam mayate dya yoga prokta puratana bhaktosi me sakhacheti rahasyam idam uttamam. So what Krishna is saying, now I am giving this or establishing this knowledge again. That happened only 5,000 years ago. So Krishna is establishing authoritatively the same knowledge again. To whom? Bhaktosi me sakhacheti. I am giving this to you because you are my friend, dear friend. And at the same time, my devotee. That's why I am giving to you. Rahasyam idam uttamam. The best of knowledge, the best of transcendental knowledge, confidential knowledge, rahasyam, not meant for fools, not meant for anyone, one who is looking forward to it, one who is receptive to this knowledge. And then, so this is how do we know? Epistemology, 3 points. How do we know? What do we know? What do we do about it? So right now it's going on, this chapter is progressing in how do we know? Where from we get knowledge? Supreme Source, Krishna himself. He is speaking about himself, giving this knowledge. So this is important here, how do we know? But then Arjuna, he questioned, aparam bhavato janma. I don't remember all the verses, so let me read it here. So Arjuna is questioning here, aparam bhavato janma param janma vivasvatah katham etad vijaniyam tvamado proktavaniti. Arjuna said, the sun god Vivasvan, to whom you gave this science, is senior to you by birth. And how am I to understand that in the beginning you instructed this science to him? Very logical question. So this Bhagavad Gita is a dialogue, wonderful dialogue. It's not whimsical, it's not by chance, it's a very systematic. Now Bhagavan is answering. Shri Bhagavan uvacha bahuni me vyatitani janmani tavacharjuna tanyaham veda sarvani nvatam veta parantapa. So now personality of Godhead, he is saying many, many births both you and I have passed. I can remember all of them, but you cannot, of subduer of enemy. So Krishna is explaining right away, giving full knowledge right here, very authoritative, that you and I took many, many births. I remember, you cannot. That's the difference. Same thing here. Three times they were parents of Lord Krishna, and the third time Prishni and they were parents of Krishna two times before, this third time. So Krishna is reminding that no, it's not the first time. Then Krishna is speaking further on after saying that you and I came, many, many births we have taken, you all forget, I remember them all. And now the crux. Krishna is speaking himself, giving this transcendental knowledge himself. Ajo api sannavyatma bhutanamishropi san prakritim swami adhisthaya sambhavami atmamayaya. Very powerful, very authoritative, that although I am unborn and my transcendental body never deteriorates, and although I am the Lord of all living entities, I still appear in every millennium in my original transcendental form. So this is transcendental knowledge, that you as a living entity, even though you are my devotee, but you as a living entity, like Kapil Dev said to his mother Devuti, karmana deva netrena jantur deho upapatti. Living entity, they are forced to take birth in this material world. And how this law of transmigration of soul works? Very systematic, no confusion, no by chance. Karmana devanetrena. These devas, demigods, netrena, their eyes are focused on us. It's like we are celebrities. We have 12 cameras always focused on us. Wherever we go, camera follows like this. We can hide. Cameras are there. Every single deed, every single work, every single activity is recorded in full detail. We can escape one camera, two camera, three camera, 10 camera, but 12 are still there. So we cannot escape these cameras. That is the power of this. But let's assume Shri Shri Radha Shyam Sundar Lalita Vishakha ki jai, Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So these cameras are focused on us, and we cannot escape, even though we escape. But now Krishna is like a little chip like a little sensor in our heart, sitting as Paramatma in our heart. What we speak of activities, He is recording every single thought. I am thinking this way or that way. I am being recorded. How tough it is. That's why it is important. Karmana devnetrena, Arjun, living entity takes birth under the devnetrena, under the activities, and next body is given as per the activities we perform in this life. And now, so we are again, here it came that your form can be perceived by transcendental knowledge. And transcendental knowledge, chapter 4, Bhagavad Gita. And we are in Bhagavad Gita trying to understand chapter 4 from epistemological point of view. How do we know? What do we know and what do we do about it? All the three questions are answered in first 10-11 verses of chapter 4. So now the famous verses came. So Krishna is telling about himself. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutthanam dharmasya tadatmanam sajamiham. So now Krishna is telling himself, about himself. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharat, and a predominant rise of religion, at that time I descend myself. So Krishna is explaining why I descend, to stop these religious practices. Many times, my students of Bhagavad Gita, I teach two sections of Bhagavad Gita, introduction to Bhagavad Gita in GLA, and in one class there is 88 students, and another class about 75 students. And they are just 18, 19, 20 years old boys and girls. Very curious, very inquisitive. Their questions are innocent. Their questions, their inquiries are so powerful. I feel very fortunate to be associated with them. At least in this Vrindavan Dham, they are here, of course, nowadays online, but they are asking beautiful questions, wonderful questions, very pure. And that is the time when they can learn. And that's what I tell them. After 2, 3, 4, 5 years, your brain will become just shrinked, and then you will not remain open anymore to anything to listen. Because there are so many messages are coming every day on WhatsApp. Just do yourself what you want to do. Like one time, some devotees, they approached Srila Prabhupada, that Srila Prabhupada, they say that do your own thing. Don't follow anyone. Just use your own brain and understand things yourself. Don't follow anyone. And Srila Prabhupada, always very simple, always very logical, he said, then just tell them, why do we follow you that do not follow anyone? Very simple. Prabhupada didn't quote any Veda or anything. Very simple. Because in philosophy classes, I took one class, philosophy class, in America, and they teach very first thing, that can you answer? If God is there, why is there Satan, Shaitan? Why there is a good? If God, good is there, why evil is there? So they try to minimize that Krishna, he cannot control Satan, and he is sometimes overcome by Satan, like that. And they keep answering after and after, and all classes, batches and batches come, introduction to philosophy, and they keep asking these questions, and they keep answering these questions, never got to any point. And second thing, there may be many things, but one more thing, can God make a stone which he cannot lift? See the jugglery of the world. See their crooked mind. They put things in. That's why Prabhupada said, this philosophy, these universities, these courses and classes they are taught in universities, they are killing these students. They are killing their curiosity. They are killing their thinking, their submission, their obedience. They teach non-obedience. They teach atheism in the name of philosophy. So here we are talking about transcendental knowledge through which we can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Knowledge must be there. Transcendental knowledge, not jnana, just paragyana, transcendental knowledge. Jnana, if we pursue jnana, we go into jnana kanda. Like if we pursue karma activities, karma kanda. So worship of demigods, jnana kanda, impersonalist, merging. But jnana, transcendental knowledge, real knowledge, how we can approach the Lord. He is telling himself. How do we know? Parampara. What do we know? Coming. That whenever and where there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharat, and a predominant rise of religion, at that time I descend myself. So he is giving a solid reason for his descendant, for his coming down. And he is not, he appears, Sambhavami Atma Mayaya, my own internal potency, Yoga Maya, not the external energy of the Lord Durga, under whose superintendent we take birth as a human, as a living entity. But not the devotees, of course. They like Prabhupada, Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale. He is very dear to Krishna and he sent. Prabhupada didn't take birth out of this material laws. Totally transcendental, pure devotee of the Lord. That's why whenever I preach, whenever I speak, people, first they must know the position of Srila Prabhupada, the power of Srila Prabhupada. He is prophesized by Supreme Lord Chaitanya himself. My commander-in-chief will come. What else do we want to know? These books are transcendental because they have been compiled, put together for us by working hard day and night by Srila Prabhupada. Every single purport, every single writing Prabhupada quoted from here, from there, read so many references, then he put this together in such a short time, of course. And then 8th verse of 4th chapter, Krishna continues on. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkitam dharma sansthapnarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. So to deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to establish the principles of religion, I myself appear millennium after millennium. So this is Krishna is telling. After telling these 8 verses, Krishna is now coming to the crux of the whole thing, the problem. Like I was talking to one president of Hindu Mahasabha in Delhi, Sanatan Dharma Rakshani Mahasabha. And he told me, Krishna, just like any, he's a little mystic, finish. People in India, they are Sanatan Dharma Rakshani Sabha president. They don't know Krishna. And they speak about Krishna, they talk about Hindu Dharma, they talk about Sanatan Dharma, and they know nothing. That is the problem. So now, what Krishna is saying in the next verse, to make sure that we understand this, janma karma cha me divyam evam yo vedi tatvatah tyaktya deham punarjanma neti mameti so arjuna. O Arjuna, my activities and my appearance, if you understand it as it is, if anyone understands as it is, do not put their tiny brain that why Krishna appeared in jail and why this whole drama happened, why he couldn't take birth here, there, why the two parents and why Leela this, here. All these is Krishna's pleasure. He wanted to enjoy with his devotees, wanted to give pleasure, paritranaya, pleasure to the devotees. And that's why I said, anyone who understands this as it is, Bhagavad Gita as it is, Bhagavatam as it is, if we can understand Krishna as it is done. We do not take birth again in this material world. So Krishna is telling himself, how do we know? What do we know? 7, 8, 9. And then, what do we do about it? Vitraga bhaya krodha. So that's the 10th verse of chapter 4. Krishna is mentioning here directly that you become free from rag bhaya krodha. So you become free from attachment, fear and anger. Being fully absorbed in me and taking refuge in me, many persons in the past became purified by knowledge of me, and thus they all attained transcendental love for me. So this is how do we know, what do we know, and what do we do about it? Chapter 4, Transcendental Knowledge. And I will stop here, I will have to stop here, because today is a great day, disappearance of Kaliya Krishna Das, a great follower, disciple of Lord Nityananda. He was also mentioned in Krishna Leela, that he was one of the Gopa of Lord Krishna, Lavanga, I think. So, Lavanga, Sakha, sorry, Lavanya, yeah, Lavanga, Lavanya, Lavanya. So, he was one of the associates, Lord Krishna, then in Chaitanya Leela, associate of Lord Nityananda. So, because why we want to know, why we want to read about the character, activities, leelas of these great, great devotees, there's a reason. It's like a tonic. Tonic for the devotees. Sometimes we feel weak in our devotional life. It happens. But this tonic is of the activities of the great acharyas in the line. It's important that we take this tonic. And this tonic is three ways, like the Raj and the Charanamrita and the remnants of these great personalities. Whenever we see their footprints, we immediately take the dust on our head. Like I was in long back, I was in maybe 20 years ago, I was in Gaurmandar Parikrama. And when the Parikrama is going on, all the ladies, they're coming with their children, having them lap or their grown children, and they're rolling in the dust, and they're putting the dust on the head of their babies, because they know, they're Dhamvasis, they know that this is the dust needed for us to be able to take mercy, because without mercy, it's not going to work. Kripa is necessary. So Kripa is taken in three ways, by taking dust, by taking Charanamrita, and by taking the remnants. And this is what Kaliya Krishna Das Acharya, he did. Always after the remnants of devotees, Mahaprasad. So when Lord Chaitanya was in Jagannath Puri, he would every day follow some schedule, get up in the morning and, you know, go to Fadarshan, and later on Govinda, his servant, he will arrange for his Charanabhishek, and nobody was allowed. There was a very strict instruction by Lord Chaitanya that if anyone take my Charanamrita, I will fast the whole day. Nobody was allowed to take his Charanamrita. And Govinda always made sure, and devotees, they always knew that it's not allowed, it's not permitted by Lord himself. And one day, Lord Chaitanya is sitting, his feet is out, and Govinda, he made all arrangement to Charanabhishek of Lord Chaitanya. And here comes Kaliya Krishna Das. And he took his hands and put below the feet of Lord Gauranga like this. And whatever came, he just put mouth and drank it all. And everyone is just like, what? Who is this? And Govinda started again. And Kalia Krishna brought his hands again. And water coming down, and Charanamadan, he took it and found full and drank it all again. And now everyone is shocked. Pin drop silence. Everyone is just like mouth open. What is going to happen now? And when Govinda tried third time, and Kalia Krishna put his hand again and drank it all third time. And now everyone is shocked. Maybe Lord Chaitanya will just become like angry or something. And when Kalia Krishna tried to do four times, Lord Chaitanya said, bas, no more. And he stopped. So this is Kalia Krishna. And there's one more Kalia Krishna who was associate of Lord Chaitanya, and he was traveling with him in South India and serving personally the Lord, but that's another one. And he left the service, he fell into Maya. So that's another. But this one, Kalia Krishna, he always looking after for remnants. Very rich, very aristocratic, and very Shuddha Bhakta. And always his main desire was, how I can get the remnants. Now somebody may ask, devotees might have asked Lord Chaitanya, Lord Gauranga, you have not allowed even a drop of the Charanamrita to anyone, but Kalia Krishna, look, three palmful. How is that? So it turned out Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed all the devotees the glories of Kalia Krishna, because Lord himself takes a lot of pleasure, lot of it is his desire to glorify his devotees. That's why he said, this Kalia Krishna, he is no ordinary devotee. When there is prasadam distribution in temple or anywhere in any bhandara, he will not sit in the first pangat, in first, okay, let me go first and sit in the line. No, he will not do this. Nor he will save his plate. Like we do, those who are servers, they make sure that there is enough paneer or sabji or gulab jamun saved for them, and they make sure. And sometimes they make their own plate and keep watching that. Oh, I am distributing, but my plate is safe, because we want prasadam. That's not bad. That's good. But this Kalia Krishna, he would not sit in the first one, or the second one, the third round, no round. Just he would keep serving, keep distributing prasadam, serving devotees. And when everything is said and done, he would slip out and will go to where all those pattals have been thrown by the devotees. And he will sit there. Of course, we cannot imitate, but we can understand the intensity of his devotion, that he will take all those pattals and lick like anything. Nothing can be left on that plate. Even the dogs were there, but he was just, okay, let me take the remnants of the devotees. That was his. And one time, he was, because he was always looking, so it's not that he will take the remnants only of Lord Chaitanya or some guru or some big sannyasi, looking for the remnants of everyone. And now this time, he found Jhadu Thakur or the sweeper, he found one. Oh, I have not taken the remnants of this Prabhu. He is sweeper by class. It's okay, but he's a devotee. He comes to temple. He do seva. I must serve him by honoring his Mahamaha Prasad. And he was very poor. His children were asking, Papa, can we get mango? Mango season is there. No, we have no money. So he knew, he heard all of this. He bought mangoes and other fruits. And he went to Jharu Thakur Prabhu and he said, this is for you. Oh, why? Why you have brought for us? We are not qualified. We are not even allowed to enter. So why you are... No. You take it. It's your children, they want it. And now children, they were very, very... Oh, God, Krishna has sent these fruits for us. And Kalya Krishna left. Thank you very much. You take these fruits. And he left. And he went about half a mile and then he stopped and watching at the house. And when he saw that they finished them all, and then they brought the remnants out and threw in a pit. Here, Kalya Krishna is hiding here and there. Somehow, by escaping all their eyes, he went there and he started licking all those leaves and all those skins and all those seeds of the mangoes and other things, and licking and licking. And when they saw somehow that this is Kalya Krishna Prabhu, he such a rich aristocratic person, and looking for our remnants, they are so fallen, so degraded. They were so humble. And here is Kalya Krishna, more humble. So this is Kalya Krishna. Kalya Krishna Prabhu ki jai, Kalya Krishna Goswami ki jai. So this is his pastime, this is his leela, how he would be at one time in Jagannath Puri. Kalya Krishna Prabhu, he arranged, Kalya Krishna Goswami, he arranged fruits and gave it to Govinda. And Govinda served to the Lord. And when Lord was honoring the fruits in the window, Lord Gauranga saw Kalya Krishna coming. And when Kalya Krishna, and Lord understood, yes, he is here for my remnants. And Lord himself instructed Govinda, Govinda, give all my remnants to Kalya Krishna. Because Lord, how Lord knows all this? He is Supreme Lord. He need not to ask anyone. He need not to take any certificate from anyone. He knows what is in our heart, what is our intent, what we are thinking, our little tiny brain. He knows everything. He knows every single thought. He knows about Kalya Krishna, that how he is desperate, how he is looking forward to serve the Vaishnavas and eat their remnants always. That is why Lord Chaitanya allowed him to take his Charanamrita, 3 palmful, and didn't become angry, but he was internally very, very pleased by serving his Charanamrita to his pure devotee. Kalya Krishna Das ki jai. So I will stop here for questions and comments.
Was Kali Das and Kalya Krishna two different people?
Yes, two different.
They both had the same habit.
Same, in the same time frame almost, but they're two different personalities. Our Tamil President Panchakura Prabhu, he is asking that these two, Kalya Krishna Das and Kalya Krishna, they are two different, yes, two different personalities. One was traveling to South India with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but God got into Maya and he left the association. But this is Kalya Krishna, who is looking always for the remnants of the devotees and the disciple and devotee of Lord Nityananda. So he is very much surrendered and very much close to Lord Nityananda. So, any other? Yes.
We want to appreciate the eagerness and sincerity of Kalidas and Kaliya Krishna, but at the same time, we want to understand not to imitate or try to, We want to follow him, but to what degree do we draw the line? It's like if we see the devotees in the pit or all the place that they're, licking like that, we may think that maybe you see a psychiatrist or something, So where do we draw the line as far as following and imitating?
Very good question. Anukaran and Anusharan. Anushilanam, like in Bhakti Rasama Sindhu, it is mentioned, Jnana Karmadiyana Avratam Anukulyana Krishna Anushilanam. So we follow, not imitate. And drawing the line could be something like we should always be eager to serve Krishna and devotees, and always try to serve prasadam, always try to eat their remnants. And some devotees are very protective of their remnants because they feel they are not very qualified to give their remnants, because there is a feeling that karma may come to them. There may be understanding is like, if I give my remnants to somebody, I am not very advanced devotee, and if this devotee takes my remnants from my plate, so I may have to take his karma. That's one understanding that somebody may have. So, but if we are humble enough, if we are surrender enough, then of course we are qualified to take remnants, and no karma is transferred like that, because Krishna is the ultimate cause of all causes and he will adjust all the things for us. So, but of course, Srila Prabhupada saw one time some in Mayapur, and prasadam bottles were thrown in the pit, and some children, they were fighting with dogs to eat the remnants. So Srila Prabhupada started Food for Life after that. So that's one thing. But on the other hand, the main thing is that we cannot imitate. Even if we try to imitate, it can happen for a day or two or five, but then we will fall apart and we'll become angry. Look, I'm eating remnants. We become proud. If we are not really following, if we are imitating, anger comes. Anger will arise. Even when Vasudeva Datta, when he was cured of his leprosy by Lord Chaitanya as a mercy, but then Vasudeva, he requested the Lord, "Oh Lord, please bring back to the normal, like I had leprosy and I was suffering. Why did you cure me? Because now everyone in the whole Navdeep and area would know that, oh, my leprosy was miraculously cured by the Lord, and I may become proud." So the point is, if we imitate, then ego and anger, they will follow. But if we follow really from heart, so that's why the biggest problem is, like one time I was giving a class in New Jersey, and one person asked, who is advanced? Simple thing. If I am presenting myself lower than where I think I could be in the level of my advancement of Kanishka to Uttama, if I am putting myself lower than that status, if I am not showing off, I am advanced. If I am not posing myself, everyone should respect me, and everyone should, I am this big devotee, 20 years and 30 years, like Adipurush Prabhu says in his classes that either you become pure devotee or you can become a senior devotee. Pure devotee means I am lower than blade of grass. And senior devotee means I have been gone for 20, 30, 40 years and I am still there where I was at day one. So, number of years and the surrender is important. Thank you very much for the any other question. Very nice. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Kale Krishna Das ki jai. Oh, you had a comment anyways. We have a comment from Shruta Kirti.
It's a little revelatory. I joined 1971 in one of my services was after lunch to clean up complaints of prasad. I was a new devotee, and of course, eat a lot of prasad. So I would eat the remnants of everybody else's plates, a dozen devotees in the prasad room. So they would all leave, and I would clean up, and I would, whatever was on their plates, I would eat. So when people ask me how I became Prabhupada's servant, I say I used to eat the remnants of all the devotees.
Wow. Absolutely. Wow. Wonderful realization. Yeah, yes. Kalidas came back again. That's a fact.
And I didn't do it so much as it was remnants, it was prasad.
Yes. Yeah, like even in the story of Prahlad, in the story of Narad Muni, his mother would serve the prasad to the sannyasis, and whatever is left over, he would give to his son. That's how he became big devotee Prahlad.
No, Narad Muni.
Sorry, Narad Muni. So why it is? It's because of remnants, the power of remnants. Unbelievable. Thank you very much. I appreciate. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.